This week, groups representing mayors, governors, and Great Lakes states head to Washington to push back against reported budget cuts for environmental programs. But as Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller reports, that's not the only issue on their minds.
Tuesday begins 3 days of speakers and presentations at the Great Lakes Commission's semi-annual meeting in D.C. But it also means 3 days of meeting with Congress and the Trump administration to promote the region's priorities, including money for infrastructure and an initiative to restore the health of the lakes. Tim Eder is executive director of the commission.
It's really important that we raise the profile of the Great Lakes and we give our members of Congress from this region plenty of reasons to demonstrate why the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and other investments have been so successful.
Other advocates planning to travel to Washington, like Jill Jedlicka of the Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper, say proposed budget cuts could be catastrophic. The lobbying continues the work of a group representing over 30 chambers of commerce in the region. They were in Washington last week to discuss the Great Lakes Metro Chamber Coalition's infrastructure priorities.
It's so rare when a member of Congress from one district sees chambers and business representatives coming from an entire 10-state area advocating for the same projects.
That's Joe Roman of the Greater Cleveland Partnership, one of the coalition's members. Among the 42 projects on the list is rail service in Detroit and pedestrian bridges in Erie, Pennsylvania. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.